This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump's main doctor says in a health update that the medical team treating the president is cautiously optimistic, but also notes that the president is not yet out of the woods. The latest assessment came Saturday night from Navy Commander Dr. Sean Conley. He reported that Mr. Trump had been up and around at his medical suite during the day and had been conducting business. Medical experts say the disease caused by the virus COVID-19 can become more dangerous as the body responds to infection over time. Mr. Trump is expected to remain at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center for several more days. In a video Saturday from his hospital quarters, Mr. Trump says he's feeling better and hopes to be back soon. Two Republican members of the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee have tested positive for the coronavirus. The positive test raised questions about upcoming Supreme Court confirmation hearings for Judge Amy Coney Barrett. North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis and Utah Senator Mike Lee both said Friday they had tested positive for the virus. Both attended a ceremony for Barrett on September 25th with U.S. President Donald Trump, who had announced Friday that he had tested positive and was later hospitalized at the hospital. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell declared the confirmation process was going full steam ahead. Hundreds of Honduran migrants who had entered Guatemala this week without registering are being bused back to their country's border by authorities after running into a large roadblock. Seldom since 2018 had the prospects for a migrant caravan been so discouraging. Guatemala's president saw them as a contagion risk, and Mexico's president speculated that the caravan was a plot to influence U.S. elections. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA.